Bienvenidos a la Misa en Español, donde nosotros llevaremos hasta usted el amor de nuestro Padre en la Sagrada Eucaristía. Deseamos unirnos con Jesucristo en una entrega de los unos a los otros. Acompáñenos en nuestra oración eucarística.
Welcome, all of you, to this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. My dear brothers and sisters, let us humbly beseech the Lord our God to bless this water he has created, which will be sprinkled on us as a memorial of our baptism. May he help us by his grace to remain faithful to the Spirit we have received. Lord our God, in your mercy we present to your people's prayers, and for us who recall the wondrous work of our creation and still greater work of our redemption, graciously bless this water. For you created water to make the fields fruitful and to refresh and cleanse our bodies. You also made water the instrument of your mercy, for through the waters you freed your people from slavery and quenched the thirst in the desert. Through the waters the prophet proclaimed the new covenant you were to enter upon with the human race. And last of all, through water, which Christ had made holy in the Jordan, you have renewed our corrupted nature in the bath of regeneration. Therefore, may this water be for us a memorial of the baptism we have received, and grant that we may share in the gladness of our brothers and sisters who at Easter have received their baptism. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may Almighty God cleanse us of our sins, and through the celebration of this Eucharist, make us worthy to share at the table of his kingdom. Amen. Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that we may celebrate with heartfelt devotion these days of joy, which we keep in honor of the risen Lord, and that what we relive in remembrance, we may also hold in what we do. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Primera lectura. Lectura del libro de los Hechos de los Apóstoles. En aquellos días, Felipe bajó a la ciudad de Samaria y predicaba allí a Cristo. La multitud escuchaba con atención lo que decía Felipe, porque habían oído hablar de los milagros que hacía y los estaban viendo. De muchos poseídos salían los espíritus inmundos, lanzados gritos, y muchos paralíticos y lisiados quedaban curados. Esto despertó gran alegría en aquella ciudad. Cuando los apóstoles que estaban en Jerusalén se enteraron de que Samaria había recibido la palabra de Dios, enviaron allá a Pedro y a Juan. Estos, al llegar, oraron por los que habían convertido, para que recibieran el Espíritu Santo, porque aún no lo habían recibido y solamente habían sido bautizados en el nombre del Señor Jesús. Entonces Pedro y Juan impusieron las manos sobre ellos y ellos recibieron el Espíritu Santo. Palabra de Dios.
A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope, but do it with gentleness and reverence, keeping your conscience clear so that when you are maligned, those who defame your good conduct in Christ may themselves be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that be the will of God, than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once, the righteous for the sake of the unrighteous, that he might lead you to God. Put to death in the flesh, he was brought to life in the Spirit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading for the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me, and whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord.
It is wonderful to be able to celebrate Mass and have people. For over 2 months, I've been celebrating Mass to the camera only, or even a little cell phone. And it's wonderful to be able to speak about the Lord and people right in front, sharing the Word of God with others. This morning, I got up a little bit early, and I was taking a walk around the cathedral right before the 9:30 Mass. And it was wonderful to see people just get out of their cars in their Sunday best to go and worship the Lord, to listen to the Word of God. And yesterday I celebrated Mass at 4:30 in Sacred Heart. There were about maybe 30 people there, but every single one of them got up to receive the Eucharist, to receive the Word of God. And today's gospel is such a comforting gospel. You almost have to place yourself at the time of Jesus. He's speaking to his disciples for the last time. It's called the last discourse, la última plática, con sus discípulos, con sus amigos. There was a part of him that needed to leave. Los tenía que dejar. But then there was that part of him that wanted to stay. Quería quedarse con ellos. And you can see it in the gospel today. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And we will send an advocate, El Paraclito, the Paraclete, who will be your helper. You know him, because I have been with you. And he's talking to us because even though we have had some difficult moments, and the world is going through some very difficult moments, suffering, death, pain, loneliness. He's telling his disciples, you will not be alone. He will send the Paraclete, the advocate. Because there's that part of us que quiere, wants, quiere servir a Dios. We want to keep his commandments. But it's hard. And our God knew us better than we know ourselves. I will send the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, who will help you. You will not be alone. No está sola. No está solo. With the Holy Spirit, you can do everything. You can love. You can forgive. That's why he left us. That God that loved us so much that he had to stay behind. I've got to be there. Almost like he knew us. I have to help them. I need to help them. And all we have to do is call. Call. Llámale. Habla con él. Pídele. Con todo tu corazón. I will not leave you orphans.
even if a father or a mother forgets her child or her baby, I will never forget you. You are my children. And then he tells us, but there's work to do. He gives us the roadmap that he even left the Jews so they can return to the Father. He left us the commandments. And sometimes we forget them. So Jesus knew, and once again, he summarizes the commandments. It's to love God. That's why we're here. To love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Con todo tu corazón, con toda tu mente, con todo tu ser. And then, don't forget the neighbor. Don't forget your brother. Don't forget your mom, your dad. Don't forget the co-workers. Don't forget the stranger. And you ask, how? Como? The Paraclete. The Helper. Our Advocate. Don't forget. It's difficult for us. For me. But with Jesus, with God, with the Paraclete, we can. We can forgive. We can love. Even our enemies. That's what's his farewell speech. It is so comforting for us today to hear the words of Jesus.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. Light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven. He was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our Heavenly Father has not left us as orphans, but has sent the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we come before our Father with confidence in the power of the Spirit of Truth.
Por la Iglesia, para que ella pueda guiar a las personas a amar a Cristo y a guardar sus mandamientos, roguemos al Señor.
Señor, escucha nuestra oración.
Para todos los que gobiernan y ejercen autoridad, para que puedan dedicarse a la verdad, al bien común, a los pobres y así lograr la paz y la justicia. Roguemos al Señor.
Señor, escucha nuestra oración.
That we may rediscover our mission for the new evangelization, so that we may be able to share with others the reason for the hope we should cherish. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who have gone before us, marked with the sign of faith, that they may be raised to the life of the risen Lord, especially for those mothers enrolled in our Mother's Day novena. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Para todos aquellos que continúan siendo afectados por el coronavirus, a través de enfermedades, aislamiento, ansiedad, para que Dios pueda extender su mano sanadora sobre ellos y darles paz, sanación y recuperación. Roguemos al Señor.
Señor, escucha nuestra oración.
For doctors, nurses, paramedics, medical researchers, public health officials, and civic leaders, they may be protected from all illness, restore many to health, and be rewarded for their personal sacrifices as they continue to minister to the sick with compassion and in service to the common good. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Padre de todo amor, que el sacrificio que vamos a ofrecer en este altar ascienda con nuestras oraciones y nos traiga tu bendición y tu paz. Te lo pedimos por Cristo nuestro Señor. Amén. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May our prayers rise up to you, O Lord, together with his sacrificial offerings, so that purified by your graciousness, we may be conformed to the mysteries of your mighty love, through Christ our Lord. And the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as we acclaim. You're indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, this gift, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and interwoven to his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. And remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. And the peace of the Lord be with all of you. And behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
And a desire to receive you, my soul. Since I cannot be at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Creo, Jesús mío, que estás realmente presente en el Santísimo Sacramento del altar. Te amo sobre todas las cosas, y deseo ardientemente recibirte dentro de mi alma. Pero no pudiendo hacerlo sacramentalmente, ven al menos espiritualmente a mi corazón. Quédate conmigo y no permites que me separe de ti. Amén.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, who restore us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ, increase in us, we pray, the fruits of this Paschal sacrament, and pour into our hearts the strength of this saving food through Christ our Lord. Before we end this celebration, I would like to congratulate all the graduates from 2020, those from our high school and our colleges. Congratulations, felicidades a todos los graduantes de 2020. And the Lord be with you. And may the blessings of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Thanks be to God.